Catching up with Central College women's golf coach Tabitha Schumacher. Coach, thanks for joining us. And since the last time we spoke, a lot of exciting things for Central College women's golf. I know that you guys got to compete down in Florida at the national championships. You've had an academic All-American named. You know, looking back on this last year for Central women's golf, you know, what are some of the things that stand out to you and just how successful of a season was this for you guys?
Yeah, thanks for having me. Yeah, looking back on this season, it was a lot of fun. I think the biggest thing for me of when I came in, and we had 3 sophomores and 5 freshmen, a really, really young team. And to see all the hard work that they put in, from going to 4th at conference to 2nd, losing by 7 strokes, and then to winning by 42 strokes this last year, it really was a testament to all the hard work that they've put in. Getting to watch them go to nationals and see all that hard work pay off was a lot of fun as a coach. But then also, like you said too, with Thea Lenning being named and third team, or I think she was like the third team on the academic All-American, and having 3 seniors graduate, all with plans in the future. One has a job at Pella Corp. Another one is going to Duke to study biostatistics, and another is going to Memphis for optometry school. So I think that's even a bigger thing of just seeing how successful that they can be in the real world once they leave Central as well, and makes me a proud coach to be able to see that and help them have an awesome experience on the golf course, accomplish a lot, break some school records, which is really fun. But also, yeah, know that their career and what's next is most important and number one.
That's a great mentality to have. I love hearing that. And again, a phenomenal season for the girls. And, you know, as you use that, you know, getting to that experience to go down to Florida and compete in the national championships and having all of that success and, you know, filling out the roster for next year, you know, how do you, you know, take that momentum from getting to compete at the nationals and taking that into this next season and continuing to try to build this program and, you know, maybe even improve on a 22nd place finish at the national tournament?
Oh, for sure. You're always, as great as it is to look back on this past year and see all the accomplishments that we've had, as a coach, I'm always looking forward to what's next. And a goal of ours is that we continue to have that success. We continue to go to nationals and compete at the highest level. So I think that's important. And we lost 3 seniors in our top 5. So with that, I think one of the biggest ones is our biggest time where the women on our team can play is in the summertime when I can't work with them. So knowing and being confident that I have players on my team who are ready and want to work hard, because only 5 of our players got to go to nationals, and 3 of them being seniors. So we have 2 returners that will have gone to nationals. So we have some players who are motivated and fired up because they want to go as well. So that's something that's exciting. And then there's the recruiting front as well, of being able to show that we're putting that with the product that we have, or how we're competing at this level, even though like D3 doesn't always get the greatest press, I guess. People kind of talk down on it because they're not athletic scholarships, but showing them what they can still accomplish at a high level. So that's another thing that I'm definitely looking at as well. But overall, I think the biggest thing for me is knowing that we have a great team chemistry that will help our team grow and get better together. If the team enjoys being around each other, wants to be at tournaments, wants to have that fun, getting overnight experience, going and getting dessert and ice cream together after rounds, it makes my job so much easier because they want to be there, and it helps. It's a really big motivator to keep them working hard, and a reminder of why we practice as hard as we do and all the time that you put into it. So that's something for me too, looking forward to. I'm really excited for this season to see how some girls step up into those roles. I think they're going to be ready. But yeah, it's an exciting time for Central College women's golf.
It is an exciting time. And, you know, real quickly, I know it's hard to get into the specifics because there's only so many things you can say on it, but with the recruiting process, how's that kind of been going? And I'm sure you've got to get to a bunch of different places this summer. How has recruiting been going?
Yeah, recruiting has been good. It's been fun. I got to go to the two of, since state, there's four classes and all at the same time. I got to go to 3A and 4A. With the 2023 class being done now in the summertime, really working hard on 2024 class. But yeah, we're bringing in one transfer student and three freshmen, and I'm excited to see them into the new roles and kind of embrace having new players on the team. And it's the first time from our team since I've been here that there are seniors that we have lost. So it'll be good to see, like, we have new captains, new leadership, and see them embrace those roles and step up to the plate where they're needed.
Yeah. It is an exciting time. Coach Schumacher, thanks for the time. I appreciate it as always. And best of luck in the rest of the summer recruiting process and getting ready for next season.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.